In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we have this feast of St. Januarius, his bishop companions, these martyrs. St. Januarius is this interesting figure from history who, after his martyrdom, has not ceased to perform miracles each and every year on particular times of year when the blood of St. Januarius is put close to his head, it begins to boil. And so when it does this, it bodes for a good sign for those of his native place. And the few times within history when it has failed to boil, during these numerous times during the year, it bodes ill for the people of Naples, whether it be wars or great destructions or earthquakes which follow in these moments. And so today, what we wish to share with you on is something to give you strength, particularly in the midst of persecutions and difficulties, which the martyrs always are for us an example, to make sure that we do not fall into grave difficulty when we ourselves are faced with so many obstacles and trials. I want to share with you one quotation from the saints. We find here that our Lord invites us to exchange his yoke for the burden of sin and pride and selfishness when he speaks to us many remarks. But St. Augustine says this. He says, this burden is not the weight of all. Rather, it becomes the weight of wings for which we fly with, the burden that we have and the sufferings of crosses in which we bear. Again, our Lord, he told us this, speaking through St. Augustine. He said, I told you that the way is very hard, and on hearing it, you heartily agreed, remembering that bit about the cross being a sure sign of a true way. But your friend noticed only the rough part of the road, without bringing to mind our Lord's promise when he said, my yoke is sweet. And so often it is, when we go throughout the struggles that are placed within our path, do we not merely look upon the rough part, but realize that to be yoked with Christ is sweet? What does it mean to be yoked with Christ in the midst of our sufferings? It means that we recognize that when we bear sufferings, that we bear them not alone, that is, by our own strength. You know from many of the trials and difficulties which you go about in your day how sometimes the daily grind can be a toil, something which saps strength from us. Whereas other moments in your day, when you have somebody alongside you with who's a companion, a friend, it becomes very easy to bear those humdrum things of life. When somebody joins you in a task, when you meet a friend along the way and they accompany you for some time, it always makes the difficulty all the more easy and sure. We spoke about much this summertime about St. Francis of Sales. He liked to give images from the things of the earth, and particularly he was fascinated with the working of bees. So I share with you something that he speaks about bees here. Listen to what he says. He's speaking about the difficulty that must be endured so that we might find good fruits in the midst of suffering. And so St. Francis says, bees, they live and feed upon bitter food when making their honey. So in the same way, we can never practice gentleness and patience or produce honey from such excellent virtues more surely than we are eating the bread of bitterness and living in the midst of afflictions. In quotation of St. Francis de Sales. He speaks this in his work, The Introduction to Devout Life. And so, as we endure the difficulties and the struggles which we bear within our lives, which the martyrs show us through that manly courage and virtue, are able to be overcome with the power of Christ, to take these examples from St. Augustine and especially from St. Francis de Sales, that if there is bitterness and difficulty in the things which we endure, It is by chewing on these things, by enduring them, by consuming them that way, that the sweetest honeys of virtues are able to be accomplished within our lives. So then these difficulties and hardships need not be for us something which we pull away from or seek to keep always at distance from ourselves, but is only by consuming or taking with these things, by going through them, that we are able to produce the greatest bits of virtue that the Lord has in store for us, remembering that we need not bear them alone, but rather yoked with Christ. It means that he bears the greater part of the burden. Let's ask him for the grace to do so through the example of such holy martyrs, such as Januarius and those other good holy saints, which we know well as our friends. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.